opened her back up. For some reason, she's not trusting your masculine core and has to move into her masculine, which is not her natural essence, to make up for your perceived weakness. That makes her fearful and bitchy. Women want to be in their feminine energy. Feminine energy is about opening up to receive love, bonding, connection, etc. You didn't penetrate her with your love and presence. That is usually when guys say, well, she says one thing, and then I do what she says she wants, and it makes her mad. She told me everything was fine, and to go out and play poker with my buddies when she was in the hospital, so I went out, and I played, and now she's mad at me. Women want you to know instinctively what to do. They don't want to teach you how to be a man. They want you to already know how to do these things. One area where women could do a better job is in helping their men understand. Most women just assume he'll figure it out, or he should already know these things. Why should I have to teach him? But most men really don't know these things. So when she says, oh, nothing's wrong, and you know something's wrong, then you need to shut off the television and say, honey, what's the matter? And she might say, oh, I'm fine. I don't want to talk about it right now. Not. That is a test. It is her saying, how much do you really care about me? Are you willing to get past all these barriers and these blocks I'm putting in your way to find out what is going on or not? She might say, I don't want to talk about it. And then I'll say, I'm not going anywhere. Then I'll start using some humor. I will sit there, and if she's in the kitchen or something, and say, what's wrong? And she'll say, I'm not talking to you. And then I'll say, okay, well, I'll just sit here then. And I'll start singing or something along the lines of Jimmy Crack Corn and I Don't Care. I'll start throwing little things like almonds at her. If she's putting dishes away, I'll start taking dishes out and put them back in the counter. I'll just be really silly and goofy. Then she'll say, what do you want? Why are you bothering me? I'll say, I'm not bothering you. I just want to know what's on your mind. And she'll say, I'm not talking about it. I'll say, okay, you're not talking about it. So tell me what's really on your mind. And she'll say, I'm not talking about it. Well, what's eating at you then? She'll say, I'm not speaking to you. You pissed me off. Me? Oh, I pissed you off, huh? So what are you mad about? Talk to me. I want to know, honey. Tell me. Communicate. I want to know what's on your mind. Now I have finally broken through and started on hitting the root of the problem. And she'll say, I really, really don't want to talk about it right now. Then I'll say, well, I'm not going anywhere. Then I'll go over, shut the water off, and close the dishwasher, and I'll hold her. She may squirm and push me away and say, don't touch me. Then I might start tickling her or pinch her nipples playfully. When they get hard, I'll say, is it cold in here? Are you cold or something? She'll say, you're a jerk. I'll say, I like when your nipples are hard. It turns me on. Have I ever told you how sexy you look with hard nipples? I'll pull her shirt up and blow her in her belly or something, being silly and outrageous just to get her out of that state. It's called a pattern interrupt. She's now seeing that no matter what she does, she can't sway me from my purpose. My purpose is to find out what's wrong, what's on her mind. My purpose is to give her the love that she is really looking for. My life is a drama-free zone, and I'm simply not going to put up with drama. I'm only having fun and being playful. I'm the man, and I set the tone, always. If I were to give in to her attempt at drama and negativity, I'm letting her be the leader. That would only make things worse. Women don't want the power anyway. Be her rock. Be her mountain. Eventually, she may just break down, start crying, and tell me what's going on. I will keep working to pull it out of her. What's the matter? How did it make you feel? When she tells me, well, you did this, this, and this, and it really bothered me, I'll repeat some of that back to her and say, so when I did this and I said that, it really hurt your feelings and made you upset. When you communicate with women, you have to find out what's going on. Honey, what's bothering you? If she says, oh, I'm fine, and you know something's wrong, you can't walk away. If you walk away, she may throw a dish at you as if to say, I can't believe you. And I'll say, what? You told me nothing's wrong. Not that she'll actually throw a dish at you. I mean, obviously, if a woman's throwing dishes and bottles and knives at you, you got bigger problems, and that's not the kind of woman that you want to be around, but it's just a metaphor. What you're saying is, I'm the rock, I'm the mountain, I'm going to be here, I love you, I care about you, let's talk about this, let's work it out, let's get to the root of the issue. But one thing you got to keep in mind is there are women out there that are terrible communicators, or they refuse to communicate, or they stonewall you. and they would just walk away. They'll get pissed off. They'll hang up on you. And they absolutely will not talk about what's wrong, even after you've tried these things. And if you're with a woman like that, it's best to go find somebody else, because psychological studies have shown over and over that the only long-term relationships that last many years, the one thing they all have in common, including relationships that last for many decades, is that communication is so important and so essential to both people in the relationship that they will talk things out and work things out before they go to bed. Couples who let things stew, or when you're with somebody who refuses to communicate, or they threaten you with the end of the relationship, in the long run, those relationships will never work out. And if you spot that kind of a pattern with the person that you're with, it's best to walk away and find somebody else, because they're not mature enough to communicate. It's not your job to fix them if they refuse to participate. That's an extreme example, and no, women don't throw things at me, nor would I tolerate that kind of hostility, but you get my point. Google Corey Wayne when she pisses you off on how to properly set boundaries with women. You have to dig deeper, because she is testing you to see if you really care enough to want to know what's bothering her. If you really care enough to take away the pain she's feeling inside, you need to draw this out of her by asking her questions. Honey, tell me what's upsetting you, and not leaving until you get it out of her what is actually going on. Most guys will just say, I'm sorry, and she'll say, okay, thank you, I'm glad you're sorry. Or the guy says, I love you. Instead of you saying it, she wants you to show it. The way you show it is with your presence, and by showing her, you are not moving me off center here, the words don't really have that much meaning to her. It is your actions and the fact that you are not going anywhere. It is you understanding her when she says, well, you did this, this, and this, and it really hurt me, and you repeat it back. Oh, so I did this, this, and this, and it made you feel this way, and it hurt you, and it made you feel like this. Is that right? Is that how I made you feel? Keep working to pull it out of her. Tell me everything. Don't leave anything out. And after she pauses, tell me more. And, well, how'd that make you feel? Every few minutes or so, when she shares something with you, in order to create rapport with her, you are going to repeat back to her some of the things she just said to you. So you were telling me that the other day when I left without kissing you goodbye in the morning, it made you feel like I didn't care about you. It was as though I didn't appreciate that you woke up extra early to get the kids ready and to make me breakfast. Am I hearing you correctly? Is that what you mean? So basically, I hurt your feelings the other day. You need to acknowledge this. I'm sorry, honey. I was just in a hurry, rushing out the door like that, not taking the time to thank you for breakfast and getting the kids ready. It was wrong of me not to appreciate you. It was wrong of me not to acknowledge that. It was wrong of me not to give you that. I know that was all you were looking for, was a little peck in the cheek or that little kiss, but you're right. I was really focused on what I was going to be doing during the day, and I know I was being selfish. I was only thinking about myself and not thinking about you. I took you for granted totally, and I'm really sorry. That is the way you need to apologize to a woman. Most guys will say, well, I said I was sorry for not kissing you goodbye. You didn't take the time to find out exactly what was going on. You didn't take the time to repeat some of it back to her and create rapport. You didn't take the time to put it into the context of how it hurt her emotionally by breaking through her barriers. Remember, women have an emotionally based operating system. You need to keep working with her, pulling the information out until you hear those magic words, ah, I feel so much better. I'm so glad we talked. I love you. Thank you, honey. And they kiss you and they jump in your arms, or you start making love. Then you know you're really done. And then you know you've really resolved it. Now she's totally open to you. And that's when the legs open. Usually, that is what you'll get. And until you get that, you are not done. You haven't completely opened her back up. And if it's things that have been building up for a long time, you may be a couple hours. Each time, you will get a little better at it. You'll be able to get it down to 15 to 20 minutes. Then when something really sets her off, it will only take you 15 to 20 minutes to get her to that point where she is saying, ah, I feel so much better. I'm so glad we talked. Those are the magic words, but not necessarily in that order. She might say, I feel so much better, or I'm good now, honey. I'm glad we talked. I'm glad I got this off my chest. When you hear that, you know you've gotten through and the barriers are down. Then you can hold her in your arms and you can love her. You can make love to her because she's open again to you at that point. Women want to be understood. Now you know how to understand your lady by talking about her feelings and getting everything off her chest that has been bothering her deep inside. When you finally get to the root cause of everything that's bothering her, you will hear those magic words. Oh, I feel so much better. I'm so glad we talked. Keep in mind that with a woman, you get no points for what you did in the past. You could have been the perfect husband for the past 10 years, but if you have been screwing up all day today, she will say, you're a jerk, a bad husband, and you never treat me right. Most guys will respond, well, I did this last week, and I did this week before, and I've been married to you for 10 years, and I have always done this, and da-da-da-da-da. Guys go on this whole rationalizing thing. That is the wrong way to go about it. All it's going to do is piss her off more and make her feel like you don't care what's going on inside. It's a big mistake to try to use logic and reason to win an argument, because even if you win, you lose. Women don't think like that. All she is trying to say to you is, you hurt me in this moment and you need to make it right. You do not get points for what you did in the past. What you did for the first 10 years of the marriage doesn't matter. What does matter to her is that you've been screwing up today. She doesn't literally mean you're a bad husband or jerk. This is what she is feeling right now in the moment she is saying it. She's riding the wave of emotion. Don't take it personally. She's just expressing herself. It is just a place that women come from. When she brings up things from the past that you thought were resolved, she's simply communicating that you have hurt her in the same way you did previously in the past. Again, don't take it personally. Women use relational examples to communicate their feelings. It's implicit communication, not explicit communication. Women are emotionally based. I always hear guys saying, women aren't rational. I say, to me, they're completely rational once you understand where they are coming from. When you understand that everything they say and do is emotionally based. The art of knowing. The art of knowing the right and wrong things to do with and around a woman can be a tricky path to walk. It is a lot easier when you use common sense. For example, don't talk about other women. Come on, guys, how bright do you have to be to figure that one out? If you're at the beach, don't say, hey, that's a really nice bikini that girl's wearing, or she's got some really nice sunglasses. Your woman knows you are comparing her to that woman. Do not tell her you really liked it when your ex-girlfriend used to do this and used to do that, or how your new boss wears her hair long and straight and really nice, and that she was wearing this really nice tight dress. A woman knows that when you comment on another woman, you are making a comparison. They certainly don't like it. Why would you go out of your way to make her miserable? Now, she is noticing another man. She may be bringing it up just to test you. It may be her way of saying, will you pay more attention to me now? It also could be an indication that maybe things aren't going as well as you think they are in your relationship, so she's noticing another guy. It is her way of saying, hey, buddy, you better get your act together because my attraction is dropping. It is important to be aware of that. You never want to argue with one because it's only going to escalate. The bottom line is that you are never going to win an argument anyway. Women don't fight fair and they don't argue rationally. Their arguments are mostly emotionally based. If you are trying to have a rational argument with her, she will only end up throwing around more of her emotions because she is trying to say, hey, you need to notice me. You need to acknowledge my heart. You need to acknowledge how I feel. You're not doing that by arguing. When I talk to clients who are arguing with their women, I know they do not understand women. It is impossible for guys who don't understand women to have effortless and drama-free relationships. All arguing will do is to cause her to argue more, raise her voice, throw some more emotions into the mix, and possibly to cry, scream, and do all the other things she may do. It is more productive to take a metal hammer and beat yourself over the head than it is to try and argue with a woman. If you have just screwed up and she brings up something that happened 10 years ago, it is just her way of trying to drive the point home. She is bringing up other times you wounded her in the same way. You can't take it personally. She's trying to say, hey, listen to me. I want you to understand me. The communication technique I covered previously is what you need to use to get through and acknowledge her. One of the other things to keep in mind, as it invariably comes up at some point with your girlfriend or wife, where she will see a very attractive woman and say, do you think that woman over there is pretty? Most guys will look over and say, oh yeah. What I will often do to show her that I really adore her is to respond with, where? Or, yeah, she's hot, but not as hot as you, baby. Girlfriends of mine have done this while I'm sitting at dinner. She will say, look at that girl over there. I'll continue to look at my girlfriend in the eyes and say, I don't see her. She'll say that one right over there. I'll say, I don't know what you're talking about. Even though I'm sure there's a very pretty woman over there, is my way of saying I could care less about the woman on the other side of the restaurant. You are the only one I care about. I also might playfully say, what, you want to have a threesome with her or something? I might even say something like, you are the most beautiful woman in the world and the only one that matters to me. It is a subtle way of showing her that she has all of my presence. In her own subtle way, she's looking to see how you react to another woman. I take that as an opportunity to show her how into her I am and how committed I am. Weathering the storm. Women are like the ocean, and guys have these little rowboats or canoes. A guy will just be cruising along, and it's a nice, sunny, beautiful day, and he's thinking, wow, this is really great. The ocean is flat, then all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, it becomes like a hurricane. There are 10-foot waves everywhere. The guy, no matter what his lady is doing, has to remain centered. In other words, he can't let her capsize his boat. He can't let her sink him. He can't let her get him off his path and his purpose in life. And he can't, no matter what, let her get him out of his masculine. If she does capsize your boat and you sink, first you have to bail it out and bring it back to the surface. Now she will make it twice as hard. The storm will get twice as bad until she sees that no matter what she does, she can't sway you from your path. It doesn't matter if she's yelling or cussing at you or saying, I hate your guts. She's just expressing emotion. The movie Cinderella Man is a great example of how a woman tests the purpose of her man and tests his strength and masculinity. It's based on a true story. Jim Braddock, the boxer, had been out of boxing for 2 years due to an injury. A promoter friend comes to him and says, hey, I've got a fight. It's a one-time shot. I need you to fight tomorrow night. He had 1 day's notice without training and ends up beating the guy. So with zero training and no fights for 2 years, he takes a fight, being a potential championship contender. He was never expected to win. They had basically needed a warm body in the ring. In a nutshell, he goes all the way to the heavyweight championship bout, and the guy he is fighting for the heavyweight championship has previously killed 2 guys. He's really young and an amazing fighter. His wife tells him not to fight because he'll get hurt or worse, he will die. However, masculine energy demands that he fight and go live his purpose no matter how much his wife protests. If he were to quit or to not fight or to shrink in the face of the challenge, then he would be weak. He is a hero that everyone can believe in. Even when his wife protests and tests, he still fights, even if it means losing everything, even if it means that she is not going to support him. This is masculine energy. His wife at one point in the movie goes into the church to pray for him before the fight. The church is full, so she goes to the priest. What's everybody here for? I'm coming to pray for Jimmy. He tells her, everyone in here is praying for him. They are praying that he's going to win and that he's going to be okay. At the time, during the Great Depression, he was a guy that had been down and out and completely out of boxing, but he managed to get a second chance at his dream. Now he is fighting for the championship. Even though he shouldn't have won all these fights, he was winning because he had a reason to win. He was doing it to provide for his family. They needed the money, and he did not want his family to get split up. He almost lost his whole family. At one point, he and his wife had sent their kids away to live with their relatives because they didn't have the money to feed them properly. Their power had been turned off. It was cold. The kids were getting sick. And his circumstances created so much pain inside of him that he was not going to let this happen. So he was out there fighting a boxing match, and he was fighting for his family, for their survival and well-being. His wife, needless to say, was stunned that everybody in the church was praying for him. Everybody in that church wanted a hero to believe in, especially during the Great Depression. They wanted someone to give them hope that things would turn out for the best, even when they looked at their worst. You can imagine what the Great Depression was like. The people thought he was fighting for them. This made them feel safe. He gave them hope and certainty, which is exactly what masculine energy does when it is in its core. It also has the same effect on a woman's feminine heart. Her feminine heart opens to receive his presence when he passes her tests and tests of his manhood. At one point in the movie, his wife told him, "I'm not coming to the fight. I don't want you to fight, and I'm not happy that you're fighting. I'm not going to listen to it on the radio. I'm not supporting you in this at all." Regardless, he told her, "This is what I do. I'm a fighter. I'm fighting for you, and I'm fighting for the kids. I'm going to do this." In essence, he was telling her, "I don't care how much you protest. I have to do this. This is my purpose." His wife bluffed, saying, "I don't support this at all." He leaves, calling her bluff. Right before the fight, she shows up the locker room and gives him a hug and a kiss, basically letting him know that she is submissive at that point. She goes along with what he's saying and supports him. He called her bluff and she backed down, accepting that he was in his masculine. I think it is a really great example of masculine and feminine energy because, again, feminine energy will sometimes bluff to test. His wife had come to him before the fight and says she would not support it. In other words, she threatened to walk or not support him if he fights. He, again, remains indifferent. He goes anyway because he has to, because that's his purpose, that's his mission, because that's what he must do as a strong masculine man. He is a superior man who will give everything for his purpose, and that included his life. That is why men go off to war and will die willingly. It's because that is just what masculine energy does. You must be this way for your lady, or she will never trust your core. He is the first of the boxers to walk into the arena. It is completely silent, which is something that has never happened before. Everybody in the crowd really wants him to win because he is such an underdog. Someone shouts out in the crowd, "You can do it, Jimmy!" Then the whole crowd cheers and goes nuts. This is what happens to your lady when you don't shrink in the face of her storm. No matter what she throws at you, she can't rock your boat. She can't dump you in the water. She can't knock you over. You have to be her rock. In the end, Jim wins the fight and he owns his lady's heart. He told her it would be okay, and it was. At the end of the movie, they roll the credits. In World War II, he was called to duty and went to serve his country. He served honorably. I'm sure that not only his wife, but any other woman will tell her man, "Stay here where it's safe. I don't want anything to happen to you." But again, masculine energy, when it is in its core, has to go. Even though she would have rather he hadn't gone off to war, she loved him more because he did. He was willing to sacrifice his life and everything for his family and for his country. That makes the feminine woman feel safe. He is willing to sacrifice everything to protect her, to make sure that she's okay. He takes all her pain and worry upon himself so she doesn't have to experience those emotions. Women don't lie, men don't listen. She may have told you that she was totally head over heels in love with you, and 5 minutes later, she says she hates your guts. When she says she hates your guts, this is what she is feeling right then and there in that present moment. 5 minutes ago, when she told you that she loved you, she did love you 5 minutes ago. But what she's feeling right now in this moment is, "I hate your guts." Again, it doesn't matter if you did everything perfect for the first 10 years you were together. What matters is that you screwed up 5 minutes ago, and now there's hell to pay. Now you have to weather the storm, break through her barriers, and get back to her heart. You need to get her back in her feminine energy so she can open back up and be that playful, beautiful woman you love. You do this by using humor and understanding and by letting her know that you are not going anywhere until you get to the bottom of it. A man usually doesn't understand it when his woman walks out on him. She's been telling him all along, you are never around, you never spend any time with me, we never talk, you don't care about what I want. These are the things that a woman does to get your attention and that most guys just completely ignore. They don't take her seriously, invalidating the way she is feeling at the moment. If you are invalidating her emotions and she's an emotionally based creature, how long do you think she's going to take it? The secret language of women. Women have their own secret language, and yet they expect men to understand it. Pay attention, guys. It is not what she says, but what she does that is the key to breaking this code. They are more subtle in their responses instead of direct like men are. For example, if you ask a woman something and she responds with, I'll think about it, it means no. Chances are she may have put on a bland face to go with that remark, but if you are watching closely, you can catch the clues in her face. If you ask a woman you just met for her phone number and she says, well, I don't give it out, but why don't you give me one of your business cards? It means I'm not interested. As I mentioned before, we have trained women not to reject us to our face, so they have had to develop more subtle ways of getting around to saying no. It is about understanding what all the cues mean. When a woman says, you never listen to me, or you never do this for me, or that for me, in that moment, it is simply what she is feeling. It doesn't mean that you have never, ever done this or that for her. All it means is in that present moment, you are failing as a man to give her the presence that she is looking for from you. That is why women tend to generalize a lot when they are saying things. They will say, I can't stand you, or you're such a jerk. Or she gets really mad and says she hates you. It doesn't mean that she does not love you anymore, but right then and there, in that moment, she is feeling that she hates your guts because you failed, and she's simply expressing that to you. Again, don't take it personally. She may be completely shut down to you. By your presence and communicating with her, you are going to work to open her back up. Once she is back open, she will usually apologize for what she said with something like, I was really just emotional, or she may be all over you and say, I love you. That is just her being a woman. It is part of weathering the storm. Understanding the secret language is all about understanding what her responses mean. Guys think logically and women think emotionally. Most of the time, women giving advice on other women are not going to come out and say, well, she doesn't like you. They do not want to come right out and tell you the things that hurt your feelings. The more pauses a woman uses during speaking is an indication that she is thinking hard about how to try and word something. Listen carefully to her wording at this point. She is trying very hard not to be impolite or rude, but the actual words and where she places inflections on those words will tell you exactly what she is trying to say. For example, you go up to a woman and say, is anyone sitting here? Compare these statements. No, it's open. Or she hesitates, shrugs, looks down her way and says, no, it's open. The first one says the seat is open and you are welcome to sit next to her. The second one says, if you really have to, the seat is open, but I'd rather you left it that way. With a guy, language is like simplistic, straightforward dog commands. Sit, stay, lie down, roll over. With a woman, it's like the cat analogy. You have to read her actions. You always judge a woman by what she does, not what she says. If she breaks a date and then tells you that she can't wait to see you again in the same sentence, the bottom line is that she still broke the date. That tells me that she has a very low attraction and she doesn't really care to see me. When she says, but I can't wait to see you again, it is her way of trying to make you feel good and not be upset or mad at her for breaking the date. She hopes that you'll just figure it out. Women will understand what that response means. Most guys don't understand what that response means. Part 9, taking it to the next level. Sharing of yourself. In the past chapters, I have talked about sharing as little information about yourself as possible to be a mystery to a woman to build the anticipation. Instead of telling her about you, you force her to ask about you. There will come a time when you move closer into the steps of a committed relationship that you will be asked to share more of who you are with your lady. It is not okay, however, to unload all of your negative baggage into your lady's lap for her to deal with. At some point in a long-term relationship, it is inevitable that things are going to come up and you are going to share the challenges you have had in your life. If you are going to share all your baggage, you want to put a positive spin on it, such as how it helped you grow and how you are a better person because of it. You don't want to talk negatively about things. To give an example, being divorced, I can tell my story in two different ways. I was married when I was in my mid-20s. I married a woman I shouldn't have married. It was not a good marriage. We were always fighting and we didn't get along. She was always pissing me off. She never seemed to make any sense. It was extremely difficult. I ended up leaving after a year because I just couldn't take it anymore. We even had a dog together. I moved out, she changed the locks on me, and I couldn't get my bills. It was a real pain in the butt, and I had to call her father to have him help me get my bills. Then she started dating another guy, and he was living in my house. I was paying for all the utilities and all the bills. After the marriage ended, when we finally got the divorce, I didn't date anybody for 6 months. The whole thing had been really tough. It beat me up emotionally. It took me several years to get over it. I just did not want to be in a relationship for many years. That is a very negative way to tell the story. The way I have always told it is, yes, I was married in my mid-20s. I married somebody I shouldn't have married. I didn't love her in the way that she deserved to be loved and vice versa. We were not what each other really wanted. The relationship was great, and it was a gift because it helped me grow. Eventually, I found the strength to stand up for what I really wanted. It also helped to give her all the freedom to find somebody else that was going to give her all their attention, all their presence, and all their love, which is what she really deserved. It left me free to go out and find somebody that I could really be happy with. You can put a negative spin on things, or you can put a positive spin on it. If you put a negative spin on it and you keep talking about negative things, you will lower her attraction. Nobody wants to be around someone that is negative all the time. One thing that is really big in our culture today is that on all the talk shows and movies, the guy is supposed to talk about his feelings, get all his baggage out on the table, and talk about all his crap. At the end of the day, if you are always telling your wife or girlfriend something that is negative, you are constantly putting a negative spin on it. It's making her associate negative feelings with you. It is not going to make her love you anymore. She will appreciate you for being honest, but the effect that it has on her attraction is that it will drop. You will look weak in her eyes. She will sense weakness. She will pull away, and she will test you more. I think it is good to share things, but before you do, ask yourself this first. If I tell her this, is it going to have a positive effect on her attraction toward me, or is it going to have a negative effect? Is it going to make me look more confident and sure of myself, or is it going to make me look weak like a beta male? If it's not positive, keep it to yourself. It's not going to help you cause her to want you more. If there is a very negative event that you feel the need to share with her, put a positive spin on it. Let her know that it's not deflating you or destroying you. Face it. If you are coming home every single day and talking about all the problems and all the things that are going wrong in your life, you are going to lower your wife's or your girlfriend's attraction to you. Love is fun. It is something you are supposed to enjoy. So again, think it over. Does she really need to know this information? Is it going to help our relationship? Is it going to make her love you more? 9 times out of 10, if it's something negative, the answer is going to be no. Yes, I do agree you need to share things, but you have to put a positive spin on it. Come from a place of, this is something that really helped me grow, or this challenge we are facing right now, I know I'm going to be a better person because of it. If you really want to wallow in your sorrow and feel sorry for yourself, Those are things you need to do with your guy friends or your therapist. Your guy friends are the ones that will take it for a little while, but eventually they are going to tell you, man, you gotta cut this crap out. You're bringing me down. Nobody likes somebody that is always a downer. The gift. You do not buy a woman gifts. Why? They come off as a bribe for sex. You really don't buy a woman anything until she is completely head over heels in love with you. Don't send flowers as an apology. Send them as a surprise to your girlfriend or wife. I used to do this a lot when I didn't know any better. I used to send flowers after the first date. Women responded by saying, oh, this is so nice, but it's really not helping. You're giving away all the mystery. You are letting her know, I really like you. I like you so much, and I'm sending you flowers. It's too much, too soon, and it communicates a lack of understanding of how attraction works. Plus, it comes off as a bribe for sex. It doesn't leave her wondering. The goal is that you want her to wonder. She enjoys discovering her feelings. She enjoys letting those feelings grow. Women are just dying to chase the guy. Too many guys will start buying expensive jewelry and flowers and all kinds of things. In the first 2 months, especially, those kinds of things need to be off limits. Those are the type of things you save for special occasions and only after she's in love with you. You only give gifts to your girlfriend or your wife, not somebody you just met or have only been out with a few times. If you're not in a relationship, you don't buy gifts. If she is a giver, you have passed the first couple of months of the relationship, and she is totally in love with you, she will start buying you little things here and there. One thing you can look at is that more than likely, in the first 2 months, a woman is not buying you any gifts. After you have been together for several months, she's in love with you, and it's her birthday, then you can buy her something nice, but don't overdo it. Guys with money will usually start buying gifts right away. I mentioned that one friend of mine earlier in the book. She has 4 or 5 different engagement rings she has collected over a few short years. Seriously, she'll meet a guy and start dating him. On the first, second, or third date, he'll say, I'm going to marry you, and proceed to start buying her jewelry and necklaces. She hardly knows this guy, and he's spending thousands and thousands of dollars on gifts and trinkets for her. Buying expensive gifts only shows that you're needy and trying to bribe her. You are teaching her early on to expect those things all of the time. Wait at least for the first several months to pass. Until she is completely in love with you, don't buy her anything. It is not going to make her want you more. Do not pay her bills, rent, or any of these things unless you are actually living together or you are married. One of the guys I have been coaching is a great guy and very successful. He is also a very nice and caring person. He bought this woman he has been seeing an engagement ring. It came to the point where he was paying her rent, giving her money, and even gave her a job working for one of his companies. She had not reached the point where her attraction level was a 9. She was not head over heels in love with him, and he was doing way too much for her far too soon in the relationship. She's taken advantage of his weakness, and now he has come to me to get the situation turned back around. I have met so many men over the years that, even though they are only going out with a woman once in a while, they are paying her rent, giving her money, and doing all these things for her. I had a close family member buy a woman he was no longer sleeping with a condo because she was broke. He gave her money, paid her bills, bought her supplements, etc., and she put him in the friend zone, and he deluded himself into believing he could bribe her with money. Unless a woman is head over heels in love with you and you are living with her, you should not be doing these kinds of things. You are showing weakness. She will take advantage of it until she finds someone else who can be the strong, centered man that she truly needs and wants. It feels like making love. As with the rest of the relationship, you want to move slowly into the lovemaking, building the anticipation for it. Also, just like the rest of the relationship, the woman will let you know when she is ready to move toward this step. Obviously, lovemaking is a step that can have bigger ramifications on the dating relationship. With affection and making love, you want to continue building anticipation. Maybe first going out for dinner, and then you find yourself alone with her at your place, or maybe you are back at her place. The first stage is just gentle caressing. You're going to kiss her for a few minutes, then stop and back off. Talk for a little while, and then grab her and start kissing her again. Each time, you go a little bit further. Start kissing her and show her a little affectionate caressing. Run your hands through her hair. Touch the back of her neck. That is one of the most sensual places on a woman, actually. Run your fingers gently up and down her neck or across her face. Show her a lot of affection and kiss her, and then back off, stop, and talk for a little bit more. Take two steps forward and one step back. She may come to you and start kissing you more. Keep building anticipation and take your time. By stopping and leaning back, you cause her to want to move forward and to anticipate it. Eventually, you will have her so wound up that she just can't take it anymore. It is the whole process. It is the undressing of her clothes. It's just one little thing at a time. You are massaging her and caressing her. You are running your fingers up and down her arm, touching her hair. Most guys go right for the sexual parts. This is sheer anti-anticipation. If you have done a great job the whole evening, the more you wind her up, the better the experience is going to be for her. It is ultimately going to be better for you as well. You are going to feel more successful. It is easy for a guy to get satisfied by having sex, but for the woman, it is the whole process. The backing off a little bit, moving forward a little bit. It's like you take two steps forward and then one step back. Two steps forward and then one step back. It is a constant building up of anticipation. When you encounter resistance, don't stop or give up. Just lean back, chat for a few minutes, and take another run at her a few minutes later. Each time you will get further and further until you've taken all her clothes off. If you still have some clothes on, you'll have to take those off and strap on a love glove. Sex must be the man's fault. You penetrate her after all. It's about slowly breaking down her resistance until she feels safe and comfortable enough to let you have your way with her. At the same time, the sensual caressing intermingled with the kissing and the talking opens her up emotionally. Women have to have their emotions engaged before they feel safe having sex. By building the anticipation in the way I have described, you are actually helping to engage their emotions into the act itself. That is when the experience becomes so much more intense for a woman and so much more pleasurable. The building anticipation engages their emotions and actually tends to heighten a woman's sensitivity to the intimacy of the sexual act. Again, women are emotion-based and men are purpose-driven. When he can really pleasure his lady, a guy feels successful. The more pleasure she has, the more successful he feels. I have always used this technique in my own relationships, and I've been amazed by the effect it has. I love it when you are giving your woman oral sex, and she just can't take it anymore. She tells you that she wants you inside of her. It's driving her nuts. Most of the time, you want to take your time with that. If she says she wants you to penetrate her right now, wait a few minutes. Let the anticipation build a little bit more. It's also like when you're having sex with a woman, and she says, I want you to come right now. Don't do that on command either. You want to hold off a few minutes. It's another subtle way of her feeling your strength, and it builds even more anticipation. That was a big one for me. Once I learned that, I was amazed at the results. With one woman I dated, there would always be this point when we were having sex and she would say, I want you to come right now. When I first started dating her, I would, and we would have an orgasm at the same time. One time I decided I was just not going to obey her commands. She was on top of me and we just kept going. She had a really good orgasm and said, you haven't come yet. We just kept having sex and she was able to have one orgasm after another. Just bam, 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 8 orgasms. It was amazing and I felt so good about it. I love that I was able to give her so much pleasure. The key was in building anticipation and how I kept building it more and more. She tried to take control of the finish, and I would give it to her eventually, but on my terms. It would be when I was ready to do it. It drove her wild, as it has with every woman I've ever been with. That has been my experience. She wants to feel your strength. She wants to feel your ability to resist her, even though you want her and you want to explode inside of her. It also goes back to a woman not being able to have her way with you. It makes her feel safe. It makes her completely open up to you. They know that you can completely have your way with her and still protect her heart, and make her feel safe. One of the other things I would like to point out is that sometimes, say when a man's doing the oral sex thing and she is saying, I want you inside of me right now, or if you are having sex and she does that on command thing where it's, I want you to come right now, it may not always be because she is trying to test you or take control of the sexual act. There are situations where a man is just not pleasing her in the right way. There is another one of those secret language of women things. She is trying to move it toward a conclusion, maybe because you are not necessarily doing something right. It may be even uncomfortable or sometimes a little painful. Or what you are doing could be working, but it's not working at the level she needs it to become fully engaged. Google Corey Wayne, How Men Can Have Multiple Orgasms. Rather than assuming that everything is being done right and just holding back, one of the things you may want to try to do is something different than what you are already doing. Try a different stroke or shift position a little bit. See if she pulls you back to what you were doing or if she is better enjoying the new thing. Sometimes a woman is directing you to get it over with because you are not satisfying her the way she needs to be satisfied. Say to her, tell me what you like. Tell me where and how you want to be touched and how much pressure to apply as you're giving her oral sex or having sex. You must ask good quality questions. Most people never even think about it. Every woman is different. Some like it one way and some like it another way. Some go bananas with oral sex. Some go bananas when they're on top. And some go bananas with doggy style. They are all different. With some of them, their nipples are extremely sensitive and it drives them berserk to touch them. And some, it doesn't do much for them at all. Using the same technique with each woman is neither good nor bad. Again, you should be watching for her response because if you are doing something that she does not like, you will see that she is either trying to direct you into a different direction or she's just trying to get it over with or she may become distracted. Pay attention and ask really great, high quality questions that elicit an explicit response. The final commitment. So how do you know when it's time to propose? Once again, the woman will let you know. Basically, women are going to say things along the lines of, when are we getting married? Are we ever getting married? Where is this going? This is obviously after they are in love. This is their way of saying, I'm ready. Now the question, where is this going? That could also apply to the transitional phase we were talking about before, and not just to marriage. It could mean, are we just going to keep on dating or are we going to move into a more committed type of relationship? But if you have been paying attention to all her signs of attraction, you should know very well what your woman is asking you. If there is any doubt, or even if you just want to be playful, you could always respond to that question with, well, what do you mean? Then her real meaning or intent behind that will come out. She will let you know. Women usually get to a certain point where they say, unless we get married, basically they just come right out and give a guy an ultimatum eventually. I have a story that illustrates the importance of watching all the signs a woman is giving you. It demonstrates the necessity of always paying attention to her attraction level. Too many men project their own attraction level onto a woman and just assume she is as interested in him as he is in her. I was on a European cruise back in 2001. I was doing a lot of advertising on one of the local television stations, and I was there with my business partner. There was also another guy on the cruise, a very well-known doctor. He was on the cruise with his wife. She was a former model and drop-dead gorgeous. I always loved talking to women, and this was back when I was really starting to get things. So we were just sitting there talking, and I have this way with women where I can just pull stuff right out of them, and she just opened right up. She told me about how they met and that they dated for a couple of years. She also proceeded to tell me that when she married him, she wasn't even in love with him. And it got me thinking. He was completely successful, and observation told me he was not a completely centered guy. She had been married to him for 2 years before she actually finally fell in love with him. That is why it is so important to pay attention to all the signs of a woman's attraction level in you. There are women out there that will date and marry guys when they are not in love with them. It doesn't matter whether it is low self-esteem or they are looking for security. You want to marry somebody that is head over heels in love with you. This guy just happened to luck out. Just imagine, all the time he was dating her, he had no idea. He married her, she went along with it, and he had no idea that she wasn't in love with him. He may still not even know that it wasn't until 2 years after they were married that she actually fell in love with him. What if she had never fallen in love with him? He would have never experienced the bliss of being in love. It is a perfect example of a guy completely focused on his own attraction and how he projected it onto his girlfriend, his fiance, and his wife. That's why what I have been telling you all along is so important. Obviously, she wasn't saying, when are we going to get married? He was completely driving the whole relationship, and she was just kind of going along with everything. I didn't ask her that specific question, but I suspect she wasn't the one to initiate the thoughts of marriage. I could just tell as soon as I met her husband. I sized him up, and I could feel his energy. He's a very successful doctor, don't get me wrong. He just had no idea how to read her. She told me that she pretty much went along with everything he wanted to do, even when she wasn't in love with him. I can remember thinking, why would you marry a guy if you weren't in love with him? Luckily for him, she eventually did fall in love with him. You see some of these guys out there that have achieved a tremendous level of success, but they get married to someone who's basically with them for the security aspect of it. It is not what I would want to do. When you are with someone who is head over heels in love with you, they are a lot more fun to be with than with someone that's just kind of dating you. As far as getting married goes, you should date somebody for at least 2 to 3 years or maybe even live together for a couple of years before you decide to get married. Because when people get married, the last thing they're thinking of is getting divorced. And I've talked to countless men and women over the years in my line of work that have gone out and got married after a few months of dating and then later regretted it. Remember, people can hide who they really are for about the first 90 days of a relationship. So until the first 90 days have passed and until the infatuation period is worn off, the honeymoon period, if you will, which usually takes 6 months to at least a year before you get to the brass tacks of what you really got on your hands, don't do it. Part 10, Keeping It All Together, The Care and Feeding of Women. I want to go back to revisit the concept of how beautiful women bluff in order to test you. For example, the woman I met on the retreat who basically kept saying, I don't like you, I'm going to leave, you're a jerk. You can't allow yourself to be affected by a woman. That is one of the important points I want to make about the care and feeding of women. Google Corey Wayne, Indifference Makes the Difference with Women. If a woman's attraction level is a 5 and you are doing everything right, she will not find herself able to walk away from you. She will be drawn back to you and will probably not even understand why. That pure feminine core will react to your strong masculine center and she will not be able to turn away from you. She is like a moth to a flame, although in this case, the flame is not danger, it is safety. She is drawn to you, instinctively knowing deep inside that you can make her feel safe. The only way she will be able to walk away and stay away is if her attraction level is below a 5. If she doesn't come back, her attraction level was never above a 5 to begin with. When I first started understanding all of these concepts, I was scared to death to try this one out. It was the exact opposite of everything I had come to believe about women. I tried it anyway and was amazed at how well it worked. A woman is just unable to walk away from a strong, centered guy that is doing everything right to show her that he is in his masculine. The concepts I have taught you from the beginning of this book need to be applied throughout your dating and relationship life. This includes having fun, listening to your lady, and really hearing what she is saying, always judging her attraction, continuing to build the anticipation, remaining in your masculine, staying in your center, and never letting a woman push you off that center. A relationship is an ongoing joy of giving of yourself and giving to your lady. It also means knowing who you are and what you want out of life, and when to walk away if you are not getting what you need to be happy. If you are doing everything right, and you know you are doing everything right, then some women are going to stick around, and some of them are going to walk away. Sometimes when they walk away, it is only a bluff. Remember in Cinderella Man, when his wife refused to support him, and she wasn't going to come to the fight, or even listen to it on radio? She did come to the fight, and she did wish him well. She went back to the house, and she did listen to the fight on the radio, even though she said she wasn't going to do it. It was her way of bluffing and testing his strength, and he did not let it affect him. It is important to keep in mind that if a woman walks, there is another bus coming by in 15 minutes. Don't get hung up on one single woman when you are in the dating world. Guys have to understand that women are going to do what they want, when they want, and with who they want. The bottom line is, well, that is the bottom line. If you can grasp this concept, then all you need to do is to be a 3% man and gently urge the woman or women you are interested in into the heights of anticipation that make you what it is they want and who they want to do it with. You do this by following all of the things I have laid out in these pages. Remember, human beings only retain about 10% of what we read or hear for the first time, so you will want to read this book at least 10 to 15 times. All the books I have learned the most from are the ones I have read 10, 15, 20 times. When you own this material and you can live it, it becomes you. You own it. You just instinctively know right away what your lady's level of attraction is. When a woman asks you, "Do you think I look fat in these jeans?" That is a loaded question. If she does look fat in the jeans and you tell her no, she's going to say, "You are not being honest." If you tell her, "Yes, you do look fat in the jeans," she is going to say, "You're mean. How could you say that?" If your girlfriend or wife needs to lose weight, or if she feels she needs to exercise more, remember again that the feminine heart grows through praise. Avoid answering a question where there is no right answer, or the only answers to that question are wrong answers. I will come back with something along the lines of, "Honey, those jeans aren't really important to me. I will tell you what I think is sexy. When I see you all sweaty in your workout outfit coming home from the gym, I just want to peel off those sweaty clothes and have my way with you." That is praising her by saying, "I really like it when you work out. I think it's sexy when you are in your workout clothes and are working out," as opposed to saying, "Boy, your ass is really fat." Through praise, you are telling her what it is that you like and what it is that you want. If she sees you as a 9 in the attraction level category, she wants to make you happy. She is going to exercise, she's going to go on a diet, she's going to lose the weight and do these things because you praised her in the right way. A former girlfriend of mine used to come over to my house and exercise. She had gained a little bit of extra weight and would say, "Do you think I need to lose weight?" I responded to that by saying, "You use my treadmill all the time. What I really want is to see you on my treadmill running naked. I think that is really sexy." That is how you need to respond to those types of loaded questions. She giggled and laughed. The next time I saw her on the treadmill, I said, "Why do you have your clothes on?" She said, "Because I'm working out." I replied, "I told you I want to see you on there naked. That would be really sexy." She kind of chuckled and laughed. It was a really playful way of saying, "Hey, I really like what you're doing. I really like the fact that you are taking care of yourself." Keeping the magic alive. The simple concept is that what you do to get your lady to fall in love with you is what you have to do to keep her. If you don't date your wife or girlfriend, some other guy eventually will. One of the things I use a lot is humor, especially if I have done something that has really pissed my girlfriend off. After I know I have apologized appropriately for it, a lot of times I'll bring humor into it. I'll tease her. I'll banter back and forth just to get her to loosen up and get back into her feminine. My goal is to loosen her up to where she can be playful again. It is really important to use humor and be playful and to not take things seriously. After all, the couple that plays together